Salt loses its saltiness by being separated. If I would reach in here and pull one little grain out and hold it over here, after a while, and not very long, that one little grain of salt would no longer be salty. You couldn't taste it because it was separated from the rest of the salt, the rest of its brothers and sisters here in this cellar, this salt shaker. It's important that we do assemble ourselves together to remain salty so we can be the function of the church that Jesus asks us to be. Salt can become unsalty through contaminating contact with other substances. You put salt with sawdust, you put salt with dirt, and it draws the saltiness out. Be careful, he says, who you associate with. Be careful who you choose for your friends. An old friend, an associate pastor here, Wilford Morris, used to say, Heaven forbid that we become judges of other folks. Judge not. And then there'd be kind of a little twinkle in his eye, and he'd say, but you can be fruit inspectors. Something to think about. Jesus said, guard your saltiness. Guard it as though it were gold. Because you see that old ancient salt mine where they took the salt off the top and threw it on the temple floor, as they dug down, they found out that the deeper they went and closer to the bedrock they went, they found some real, real salty salt. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Stay close to the rock and stay salty. Stay close to the rock and be the salt of the earth. Putting a lump of salt on your tongue causes you to thirst. Causes you to get thirsty, thirsty, thirsty. Think about it. You, as that lump of salt on the tongue of the world, will cause the world to become thirsty for the living water of Jesus Christ. God doesn't have any other plans. He has no other design but to use His church to advance His kingdom. We're it. There is no other. And He made this bold, bold, bold proclamation. Christian, church, disciple, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. My Bible says, I am what it says I am. Will you say that with me? I am what it says I am. Would you please pass the salt? Amen.